There, the light's on.
There we go. Okay, Roger, on the topic of the selection of judges, first I've got to acknowledge that my feelings on this are discounted by those who disagree with me because they say, well, sure, he feels that way because he was appointed to the court and then couldn't get elected again. And I, in fact, in discussions I've had that said to me, so I know that that is out there. But the fact of the matter is, on the basis of my experience anyway, the average voter, or the multitude of voters in the state, do not know who the candidates for judge or justice are, don't know how to make judgments, mistrust the lawyers who have a better handle on it, and the recommendations of those lawyers, and you have a major fall-off between the votes on the partisan races and the votes on the nonpartisan judicial races. You always have had, which indicates two things. One, a lack of information and knowledge, and two, a lack of a high degree of interest. I think that governors would act responsibly in appointing justices to the Supreme Court and in appointing judges to the Court of Appeals if we had some sort of a filtering mechanism, and I'd be perfectly willing to consider most anything that would have essential elements of fairness, bipartisanship, and a reflection on legal ability to the extent that you can get that. It might very well be that a commission, a judicial appointment commission, composed of members of the bar appointed by the Bar Association, together with representatives of the media and representatives of the public generally, would be a commission that could evaluate from among anybody who wants to be considered for a judicial appointment. This commission could evaluate and then rate or return to the governor from, let's say, you have an opening on the Supreme Court and you have 20 people who submit their names or for whom others submit their names for consideration, and say that they would, that this screening group would give to the governor a list of three or four or five from whom the governor could appoint. And the appointment would be for, say, 1 8-year term with no more than one additional 8-year term. I think you'd get responsible appointments, and I think that you would get you might get better people to be interested in being considered for the appointments. It's a very tough thing today to get somebody to run. And look at the name identification. The name Kavanaugh, except for Giles' defeat by the present Chief Justice, Dorothy Comstock Riley, has been a name that has been magic on the court. And Yeah, I don't know. And Fitzgerald. You know, it isn't just one party or the other.